You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, powerful creator, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Guess what? I'm so grateful, so thankful that you made a decision to join me from all over the world. I believe the spirit has attracted you here, that whether it's in the morning, whether you're on the train in Europe going to work, whether it's evening or afternoon, it is the right time for you to receive the downloads, the insight, you know, just that motivation and inspiration that you've been looking for. So how are you doing today? Well, it is a beautiful springtime day here in the ATL, and I have really been enjoying myself. It has been so beautiful. It's so amazing. It's been raining a lot, and then one day you wake up and everything is green. You know, that's sort of like life. You know, you plant and you plant, you plant, you're nurturing things, and then one day everything just sort of blossomed. So I am radically grateful for my life. I'm radically grateful for all of you who've listened to me over these 16 years. OMG. So today I'm going to be teaching, and it's going to be based on just all of the emails that I have been receiving from you, some of the questions that I get on social media. You know, when we first saw The Secret Book, we were grateful for The Secret, grateful for Rhonda Byrne. But even she said that really The Secret wasn't really The Secret, that what she learned was in her second book, which is The Greatest Secret, which deals a lot with from the inside out, dealing with your emotions and dissolving doubt and fear and all of that. So I'm going to break it down. I'm going to be teaching about the power behind the law of attraction. So that means I'm going to be covering spirituality, God, and quantum physics, why it works, and who you are. Somebody said, you forgot who you are. So, and then in part two, I'm going to be talking about the principles. What do you do once you decide what you want? What would that look like? Because what I'm finding out is that I'm getting a lot of questions around, well, I visualize, but what is your energy on the inside? So that's what we're doing today. Speaking of social media, please follow me on TikTok and Instagram. That's Law of Attraction Constance. Just love all you guys who are following me there. If you're not, do so now. Go to my YouTube channel and subscribe, Constance Arnold. And of course, my Facebook, which is Coach with Constance. I go live on one of those platforms at least once a week. What else do I want to say? Wow, just having a tremendous time with all of my clients. They are manifesting like crazy. It inspires me. I mean, sometimes when I get off the Zoom call, I'm like, yes. Because when you work the principle, not work, when you get in the, I don't like the word work, but when you get in that transformational state of really taking action from who you are, all kinds of things happen. I have one client, she's lost so much weight. She sent me a picture. I did not recognize her. She just texts me. That's right. If you work with me, you do have my business cell phone where you can text me some updates and if you're going through a tough time, et cetera. I did not recognize her. You know, I had another client who just, I helped her to negotiate her new salary, and another client who is working through, wow, what do you do when you're at a different vibrational level and you have to release your old friends? Been there, done that, still doing that, even personally myself. So if you're ready for change, let's do a discovery call, 20 minutes, Zoom, no pressure from you, me. We're going to see if we're a vibrational match. Email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. If you've already made up your mind, I want to work with Constance, then all you need to do is go to my website and make your purchase, and I will be coaching with you within 5 business days. While you're on my website, since this show is blessing and changing your life, thank you so much for your donation in advance. I've been listening to this one pastor. He has blessed me so and changed my paradigm over a year. Guess what? I want to give back to him because he has motivated, inspired, and just helped to change my whole belief systems. So you can donate online via PayPal. You can cash at me at $Constance Arnold. Is there anything else I want to say? Yeah, while you're on there, you could get my 2 books, Secret of Success, or If You're Ready for Love, How to Attract and Manifest Genuine Love. I think that is it. I have so much I want to share with you. Remember that the Law of Attraction Radio Network is like your number one internet platform for really receiving powerful law of attraction, a revelation, and inspiration. If you're thinking about being a podcaster, boy, you need to really come on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. So you can email the founder, Jewis Johnson. Go to the Law of Attraction Radio Network and you can find the email there. Everybody, I'm going to be right back. And I think I'm going to take my commercial break later. I'm going to go right into my teaching right now. So here we go, everybody. I'm going to call this the power behind the law of attraction. I'm going to be talking about the spiritual aspects of the law of attraction, quantum physics, so that you can have a clear understanding of who you are and the power that's behind the law of attraction. So many people are trying to do everything on their own. And I just want you to remember who you are. So the first thing I'm going to say, I have so many notes. Everything comes into your life by energetic invitation. That means it's an energy on the inside of you. We were not taught this in The Secret. It's an energy on the inside of you. And because you attract who you are, not what you want. The entire universe is energetic. It has frequencies, atoms. It has different vibrations. And so whatever energy, what is energy? It is your feelings, your thinking, your faith, the flow that's on the inside of you, your dominant emotion. Let me just say up front that they say that emotional management is just one of the most powerful things that we need to learn, is that when you merge your emotions, thought alone is good. But thought plus emotion, when you marry your emotion to your thinking, because your emotions come from where? From your heart. Your heart is how much? 5,000 times more powerful. So when you marry thinking, I am abundant, with your emotion, I am abundant, and it comes from your heart, that's how you begin to produce faith and energy and flow from the inside out. Your beliefs, your emotions, your pictures, you're always thinking in pictures. So everything that comes into your life, repeat after me, is an energetic invitation because I'm attracting who I am, not what I want. It is your energy that creates. Everybody got that? So I want you to remember who you are. You are, I'm looking at my clock if you're watching this. You are a spiritual being. You are God's highest creation and you are divinely created. I heard a pastor in Africa say, You have been among the humans too long. You are a spiritual being, you know, having a 3D experience. So you are God. Repeat after me. I am God's highest creation and I am divinely created. So you are an unlimited spiritual being with unlimited creative ability. So any desire that you have, I believe that the Spirit has put that on the inside of you, because the Bible says that God would give you the desires of your heart. So you are awesome and special, and you are divinely designed. And I want to ask you, so let me say this, whether you believe in God, Spirit, higher power, nature, whatever power you believe in, you know it's something higher than you, right? And that is the power that's going to be backing and connecting and working with you in your manifestation. So in this part, I'm just reminding you of who you are and sharing some of the spiritual and quantum physics principles about the law of attraction. So if spirit is within you, can you create anything? I'm just asking. If the spirit that had the eclipse a week or so ago, if that spirit is in you, that creativity is in you, can you manifest what you want? So we know that you are deeply loved. And love always says yes, and love always responds to you. You are one with infinite love. So if you desire a new car, if you desire love, would love withhold that from you? And so that's why we would talk, okay, I want to manifest a car, but we forget who we are connected with and who we are. So you can create the life that you want. So in quantum physics, we know that all possibilities exist. Now, spiritually, they say that God has already given us all things. I'm just setting the foundation, y'all. And so I love what Neville Goddard said. He said, you're not trying to create anything because creation is finished. You are just aligning your new perceptions with, oh, I am one with God. I am one with the spirit of the universe. The spirit of the universe is trying to get my highest good to me. It's a conspiracy, y'all. And I was telling somebody, even in the Bible where it says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. One version of that said, goodness and mercy is chasing me. It knows where you live. What would happen in your life if you got in the vibration? Okay, I desire a new car, and goodness and mercy is chasing you, is looking for you. So in the quantum world, excuse me, all possibilities exist. And so whatever you focus in on with your attention, with your thinking, y'all know the double split experiment. I'm not going to go all into that. It's that when you put your attention on something, it collapses down into the 3D plane of your life. So if you focus on, I can do all things, I am amazing, I'm the unlimited creative power of God. I was meditating on the other day on, I am a spiritual container and I'm ready to receive the limitlessness. Did I get that out right, y'all? Of God in all areas of my life. So when you begin to focus in on that, then that's what you're going to get. I did a video this week and it talked about how when you're focusing in on your 3D world, on your circumstances, we know the 3D world is what where your problems are, is where your five senses are. And we also know that your conscious mind, that 5% of your mind, that's what he's looking at. But what we're doing with the other 95%, that 95% is where your programs are running. That program, somebody said, I didn't realize that my programs were direct in my life. And so that's why when you focus on a different a possibility, you're beginning to tap into that 95% of all possibilities. So in the quantum world, there are no limits. There's no time in the spirit. All things are now. That's why with affirmations, you don't say, one day I'm going to be abundant and blessed. You say, I am. It's your I amness. It's the nowness. That's why it says faith is now. So when you understand who you are and you understand the power, for this is how powerful you are. They say that every second, 25 million cells are replaced with 25 million new cells. So in 1 minute, how many cells is that? And I could give you some more stats, but look at how amazing you are. But when you focus in on your 3D world, that's that finite thinking. When you focus in on that, you can either let your circumstances dictate to you, rule you, make you feel like a victim, poor me, or you can remember that, hold up, I am an unlimited spiritual being capable of manifesting unlimited possibilities. And I'm going to teach you how to do that in part two, break it all the way down. And so you are swimming. Say this with me. I am swimming in the creative ability of God or spirit. And God has given you your brain, your body, and your emotions as gifts to use them to create what you desire. Wow, it's so much more that I could say about that. And so in the quantum world, the way that things change would be to understand that your vibration in your within yourself is an electromagnetic vibration that's coming from inside of you out into the universe, and it governs the physical world. So with the law of attraction, we know like attracts like. So whatever you desire, if you're watching this, I got a white cup right here. If I'm believing for a white cup that says bliss, that is what I am focusing in on. So I'm sending out into the field or into the universe or into the spirit an electromagnetic vibration or frequency. And it's going to be looking for what? A light cup, other light cups that have bliss on it. So you have to understand that with quantum physics, it is what is coming out of you. So it is energy. When you change your energy, you change your world. So anything you're trying to manifest, the first thing you're going to do is certainly decide what you want. But what do I always say? Then you're going to get into the energy of love, the energy of abundance, the energy of prosperity, the energy of health, or whatever you want. Because anytime you're in the vibration and it's coming from your heart, or coming from your soul, or coming from your spirit, it's a universal law. When energy change, your entire world has to change. So can you see how we didn't know all of that? When we watched The Secret, we thought that all you had to do was visualize. And I believe in visualizing, and I did it this morning, gonna do it again tonight. But people were visualizing, but there was no energy, there was no strong belief. They were trying to make it happen. But when you know that it's happening or has happened from the inside out, and you flow out of that, That's what happens. All right. So I want you to remember who you are. Let's see what some neuroscientists say. So we're talking about the power. These are universal fixed laws that have to work. So when people say to me, well, it's not working, gravity always works. So I'm giving you a foundation so that you can fully understand. So when I say write out your goals and or visions, I'm just not saying that. I'm saying that because writing down your goals, you have to think about it first, which begins to rewire your brain. And then when you write it, your brain is still being rewired for this new possibility. And then when you begin to speak it, and then when you begin to say it and see it, your brain says, oh, Mary Jane wants a new job. And you do it over and over and over again. It's like a planting of the seed. You get your desire in your head, then you get it in your heart. The getting it in your heart or the reprogramming of your subconscious means that you're going to do it over and over and over and over and over again. You might not visualize with faith, with flow, with energy, that new car the first time. But if you hold that picture, become resolute, start saying, oh yeah, this is who I am. You live there. You abide there. In that spiritual realm, y'all remember with the law of attraction, the 3D realm is just with your conscious mind deciding what you do want. After that, we're going to be in 4D and 5D. So this is what neuroscientists are saying. I'm talking about quantum physics and the power behind the law of attraction. So a lot of people write down their goals and then they visualize and then they affirm, but the belief has not been established on the inside of them. Y'all know what I really believe? Sometimes I think you need to wait until you know something on the inside. I know that love always responds to me. I know that God is the one who's given me this desire. And it is going to be the love. It's not just you, sir. It's not just you, madam. But God, it's going to be the love, the grace, and the power that created this universe. All I have to do is align with it. All I have to do is know it in my heart, and any action steps that need to take place, you are empowered to do it. When you know that, I'm telling you, all things are possible. So you are the God of your own reality. I want you to think about that. So this is what neuroscientists are saying. They're saying that you are powerful. You are magnificent and you are unlimited. Repeat after me, everybody. I have the potential to receive anything that I desire. What do you desire? I have the potential to receive anything that I desire. And they said that most neuroscientists, they don't even watch the news. Why? Because when you watch the news, it's reprogramming you. When all you watch is Netflix, I don't have anything against Netflix. I have it. When you are nurturing yourself with that, that's what you're creating. So they say that you really need to get a hold of your emotions and your feeling and your mind, and you can create anything. That actually, when you begin to look at a new possibility, I want this new career, I desire this new home. When you begin to look at a new desire, that new neural networks are beginning to manifest in your life. Your brain says, oh, she wants a new house. She wants a new a five-bedroom house. And you begin to think about that. I think one thing I was going to say, I don't know if I said it, but I'm going to say it again. Sometimes I think you need to become pregnant with, I've never been pregnant, y'all, pregnant with a desire. In the Bible, it says that when Mary, if you believe in the Bible, when Mary became pregnant with Jesus, the Bible says she pondered these things in her heart. Sometimes you don't need to say nothing out loud until you have pondered things in your heart. A lot of things I do, I'm not going to even say them to in maybe two or three people, but I'm going to say, I'm going to get pregnant with it. How long is a woman pregnant? 9 months. So you don't have to take that long, but you understand, have you become pregnant with your desire or your idea, knowing that your brain, when you just begin to think, we're talking about neuroscientists, about what you want, that your brain brings about the goal of your intention. And it says that when you are in fear, negativity, guilt, and shame, that you are building those same neurological networks in your mind. And so you're creating the same old neural pathways in your brain. So in quantum physics, they say just begin to change what you're focusing in on. Because you focus in on, okay, I want a new 5-bedroom house. And then the other 24 hours of the day, you're thinking about, I'm thinking about one of my clients, how is that going to happen? The how is what? It's up to the universe. Your position is to change your focus, change the possibility that you're looking at. So I had a client this week. I told her, I said, I want you to go and look at a house. Her eyes got as big as mine are if you're watching this. I said, I didn't say go buy the house. I didn't say go put a down payment on the house. I didn't say any of that. I said, go and look. So you can begin to dream. And that's why, you know, when you want a new car, what do? They say, come in, Miss Arnold, and test drive. I've been test driving new car. And because when you get in there, you say, oh my God, look at all of the features. You can smell it. They got everything that pops up. You know, the Mercedes I have now, they got all kind of new stuff in it. And so what does it do? It begins to get down in your spirit. And she was like, okay. I said, you know, they're not going to check your credit. You know, they're not going to ask for your driver's license if you're looking for a house. But what are you doing? You are changing the possibility. If you're looking at what's going on in your life right now, ladies and gentlemen, that is old news. Your 3D is old news. So when you're when you're using the law of attraction, the power behind that is that heart-mind connection, where you're thinking about it in your head, you're focusing in on these new possibilities. That's where you live. We're talking about neuroscientists. This is what they do. So this is what they say. So they're saying that when you are full of gratitude, let's just say you want that 5-bedroom house again, but you don't have the money, you may not have the credit score. Like my mentor in Africa says, he said, you guys, credit score is your God. Where's your faith? Where's your flow? Where's your perspective? I got a question for you. If you are an unlimited spiritual being with the creative ability of God, does your credit score stop you from getting a house? Y'all know the story about Dr. Joseph Murphy. He didn't have no money. Y'all know he wrote The Power of the Subconscious Mind. He didn't have any money, but he wanted a new house. He was so poor that he was having to mix up tomato paste with water, and he called that tomato soup. Now, none of y'all are in that position, probably. But he had his mind. He was sitting in his chair. He wasn't looking at his credit score. He sit in his chair. He became saturated. I want this house. I wanted to have a recording studio upstairs because back in the 1900s, whenever he was born, they didn't have all of that, but he wanted to be able to record his stuff. And he sat in his chair, ate his tomato ketchup soup, and was grateful. He began to see it in his mind. What is he doing? He's looking at another possibility. What are you looking at? He's looking at another possibility. I know I don't have no money right now. I know I don't have the money for or the credit score for the home. I remember once I'm gonna come back. Let me do Dr. Joseph Murphy. So long story short, you've heard me say this before. He just stayed there. What was he doing? He was looking at another possibility. He understood that he was one with God and one with all things. You don't have to know all things. I always say spirit or God is behind the scenes working for you. You just need to show up and do what you know to do. There was a knock on his door. I guess some weeks went by. Who knows what he was feeling? Maybe he had doubt, maybe he had fear, but he just in a resolute kind of way held that in his mind. So there was a knock on his door. Knock, knock, knock. Are you Dr. Joseph Murphy? Yes. Well, one of my clients died and left you his estate. Can you come with me, please? So Dr. Murphy went over and knocked on the door. And when he walked in, he didn't knock on the door. He walked in, and the man said, he asked the attorney, "Does it have a recording room upstairs?" And the man was startled and said, "You been in here before?" He said, "No, it's just something I visualize in my mind." What was Dr. Murphy doing? He was not looking at that 3D world. He was looking at focusing in, creating new neurological pathways. He knew that he was one with God, and so he was one with all possibilities. And so God has a million ways to get to you what you want. Long story short, I'm thinking about a story in my own life. I was leasing a car some decades ago, and you know when you lease a car, you got to have so many miles on it. You're limited, and either you turn it in and get another car, or you just turn it in. So at the end of my lease, I turned it in and I said to myself, what am I going to do? Let's just say this was on a Monday. I was working at IBM at the time in marketing education. So I went to work the next day. I don't even remember how I got there, but some kind of way, someone had told a man that I had never met before. I can still see it in my mind. This woman, she needs a new car. She's looking for a new car. This man came to me and said, "Ma'am, I don't know you, but I have a friend." And his wife said to him, "John, whatever his name was, never met John, you need to get some of these cars out of the front yard." And he said, "If you want it, you can test drive it." So he brought me the car. It was the older car, but it was brand new in immaculate shape. He brought me the title to the car, and I just wept. Why am I sharing that with you? Some of y'all tied the hands of God and you limit God because you're looking at your own self. That's why I'm reminding you that you are one with spirit, one with all power. You can focus in on the possibility. I just wanted a new car. And you know when I was able to get a new car, but you know when I finished using that car, I remember I gave that car to a couple who was young who really needed a car. They were stunned. So neuroscientists say that you're always creating by what you're focusing in on. I'm just talking to you about the power that's behind the law of attraction. So when you do write down your intention, are you always focusing in on it like Dr. Joseph Murphy was? Are you always focusing in on abundance, even if you don't know it? So what neuroscientists say is that we live and we think in pictures. We already know that. I'm going to talk about that. But the picture that Dr. Murphy held and the picture that I held when I didn't have a car, and I didn't know how the next day that happened for me, because when you live and you think in your emotions and pictures, but when you begin to focus in on a new possibility, we're still inside, y'all. We hadn't gone outside yet. I'm gonna do that in part two. You're letting go of old wiring. I heard Dr. Michael Beckwith say, let go and let love. Let go and let abundance. Let go and let unlimitedness. Let go of anger and let freedom. And so we are letting go of that old wiring. Why? Because you are the unlimited power of the universe. What else do I want to say? So you see everything that I've shared that neuroscientists say. You see how when we first saw the movie about The Secret, that we didn't fully understand that we are one with God, that everything was energy, that you can receive anything that you want in your life, that you desire. I don't like the word want. And really, you've heard me say before, when you decide what you want, this is how powerful you are, folks. When you decide what you want, the entire world, the entire universe begins to bend, shape, and mold according to what you hold inside. Man, I might need to go to part two. The entire world began to bend, mold, and shape and brought me that car. And at that time, I did not even know what I know now. The entire world, all of the atoms in the universe, I never met the man who owned the car. I don't know him, you know. So that means that a lot of things had to happen behind the scenes. So while you're sitting there thinking that things just aren't happening, God was behind the scenes, or spirit was, nudging that man's wife and telling her, tell your husband to get some of these cars out of the front yard. And this was the kind of man that he was a car lover, and he would get the oil changed. You know, every record was in that car. It was just immaculate. And so can you really say with all honesty and integrity that all of the goals and intentions that you have written down for 2024, that you have gone inside consistently and changed your energy and focus in only on what you want? I always say, if you don't want it in your life, don't think it or feel it. So you see how powerful you are. Dr. Murphy, all of the atoms in the universe, why would that person who made their transition leave the estate? Because everything is energy, and the energy inside of Dr. Murphy had to align with and vibrated out of him, out into the universe. And it was searching for, okay, who has a house that has a recording studio? Because back in the day, they didn't even have that, all of that stuff. So I shared with you the quantum world, and I shared with you the spiritual world. And I think that's all I'm going to say. So can you understand the power behind the law of attraction? So I told somebody, the law of attraction isn't my God. God is the one who gave this powerful universal law as a gift to us. And really, we know the dominant law is what? The dominant law is the law of vibration, because whatever energy comes out of us, the law of attraction, which I'm going to talk about when I come back, is really that law. You know what it is. Like attracts like frequencies, like thinking. Like I said at the beginning, you vibrate out a magnetic invitation. This is who I am. This is what I feel like I deserve. And this is what I want. So I want you to go back and write down some of the things that I said. You are an unlimited, magnificent spiritual being. You can have and manifest all things. And I think once you understand the power of how this law of attraction works behind it, you will be able to understand the principles. Guess what, y'all? I'm going to be right back with the principles. This was so good, I'm going to listen to it myself.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
How to use the law of attraction. Here we go. Part one was so amazing. Go back and listen to that over and over again. So I talked about the power behind the law of attraction. Now I'm talking about the principles. How does it work? Number one, we know that you're always creating. Always remember that. And then secondly, like attracts like thinking, like vibration, like frequencies, like emotions, and it will attract back to you. I'm going to keep it as simple as I can because I was very detailed in part one. Number one, decide what you want. What do you want? So that would be ask. And I'm going to talk about asking, believing, and receiving. But decide what you want. Ask. Write it down. God is the one who gave you the desire. God said he would give you the desires of your heart. So when you're writing it down, what you're saying is, this is what all things are available. This is what I'm choosing. So write down what you desire. That's the asking. And I would say as much as possible, I would look at that. Peter Adams always says that when you look at your goal or intention every day, you look at it with new eyes of faith. People who write down their desires in a form of asking really are like 46 times more likely to manifest it because they're focused on it. I said, God puts the desire on the inside. Number two, believe. I believe that this is where people get confused. So remember, you've already done all of the transformational shifting in part one, which is you understand who you are, you understand who God is, and you understand the power of who you are. So you believe you can receive it. Is it possible that you can receive anything that you desire? Is it possible that you can live your dream life? Is it possible that you can quit your job and work from anywhere in the world? So believe you receive it. And this is what I believe really helps you to stay in that vibration of belief, visualization and imagination. So you are imagining because you believe, because it's true. You are imagining and visualizing in that theta state. Why? Because you believe it's true. You are imagining yourself already in that house. You are visualizing yourself already at your ideal weight. You are imagining yourself in that theta state. You guys know I've talked about that so much, how you get in that state. Scripting helps you to stay aligned with what you believe. So scripting really means that you're writing your life, writing out your dream as if it's already done. It feels so wonderful to have two homes. I love my second home at the beach where I can open up my window in the evening and I can watch and hear the seagulls. I love to hear the waves coming in and out. So what are you doing? That helps you to align with and stay in your vibration of believing that I have it now. And so scripting is so good for some people, and that would include yours truly. Scripting or writing down what Peter Adams calls my ideal scene really helps me to be aligned. Yes, this is who I am, and this is what I have. So you ask, then you believe. Affirmations also help you to stay in that vibration or that state of belief. And so remember, we're not trying to make anything happen. We're just deciding what we want. And then we're just, but I have it because God has already given me all things. We are aligning with it. We have it now. We're staying in the vibration of it, etc. So all of your visualization, all of your scripting and affirmations would be, I'm so happy and grateful, or isn't it wonderful that I have a house in Atlanta and a house in Sarasota, or a house in Atlanta and a house in the Alps. It feels so good to invite my friends over to the Caribbean and we just have such a great time. Thank you, Father. So you're just not saying that. You are affirming that because you believe it. You believe that it is yours now. And the third step is what? Receive. So when you receive something, you know, I had to be home. I had to send my Kangen water machine. Y'all know I love Kangen water. I've had it for 10 years, but I had to send it to the Kangen Water Machine Hospital in Orlando, Florida. So they said, you have to be home to sign for it. So I was just looking out of the window and expecting it. Why? Because I was open to receive and sign on the dotted line that I have received that. So when you receive something, it puts you in a certain state. So when you receive something, what do you say? Thank you. When I signed on that dotted line, I said, thank you. So you ask, you believe I gave you all of the things that will help to keep you in that vibration, in that flow of faith and belief, not looking to your 3D world, but you receive it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, universe. You open up your heart. You're not even looking at your 3D world. We know 3D is what? Old news. And that's why I believe that that third step, receive, that's when you're in 5D, which is your meditation. Meditation means you're rolling over and over in your mind. You already see yourself with that second home on the beach. You're grateful for it. You're meditating, and meditation, that fifth dimension, is where you actually receive your downloads about any inspired action. I'm getting ahead of myself, that you should take. So meditation, you're meditating on it. You're pondering it with your thinking, with your feeling. You're merging your thinking and your emotions. So you are grateful. You're not praying for it. You're not saying, oh God, when is this going to manifest? You're not saying, what's taking so long? You're not saying, this is not working for me. Because if you really understood part one, you already know that you've been given all things. So what would happen in your life? You know, you've heard me say this so much. If you would just open and receive and be in radical gratitude. Thank you, God, for unlimited abundance. You don't know how, but you know unlimited abundance is your birthright. Thank you, Father, for my healing. You don't know how, but you know your body was created and designed to heal. So you're in radical gratitude, you know, in that fifth dimension. And that's where you receive your downloads for inspired action. Let me move to that one. So you just don't want to take action, but because you know you're pregnant with, hey, I got a second home, beach home in the Caribbean. You're pregnant with that. You know that it's a knowing in your mind because you've been planting the seed from your head and it's in your heart. It's in your subconscious. So you're taking inspired action. So you see how much more powerful this is than just ask, believe, receive. So you're in your I am-ness. I am abundant. I am healed. And you're not really faking it because you've already understood the foundational part of the power behind you. So let me give you some tips. How much time do I have? I would say, as I said earlier, look at your dreams daily. It really helps you to stay in that state. Number two, visualizing that theta state. You know, that's that hypnotic state to reprogram your subconscious that, no, I'm abundant. I already have all things. It keeps you in the frequency and the flow of remembering that 95% of all of our subconscious rules the world. Scripting helps you to stay aligned. And I'm going to say, detach from how it's going to manifest. Because, you know, when you know something, you just expect, you're open to the myriad of ways that it can happen. You know, abundance just doesn't have to come through real estate. Abundance just doesn't have to come through a business, but you're open to the unlimited ways. You've heard my story of a lady I interviewed. She was on welfare, Michelle. I called her about three months ago. I hadn't talked to her in 10 years. She was on welfare. She didn't know what she was going to. She said, oh, God, what am I going to do? She went to bed and prayed that night. Long story short, she said that she had a dream about her grandmother. And her grandmother, in the dream, her grandmother said, remember that maple syrup recipe. So anyway, she found it somewhere, you know, maybe in her closet or in some boxes. And she began to produce that. Now she's a multimillionaire. That product is she was the first African-American woman to get that kind of product in Walmart and all of those stores. She had no idea that that would be the vehicle. So detach from how. Some people say, well, I need to start an online business. Take inspired action. That's going to align because it's already yours. God has already given you all things. Wow, I think I've said enough. And I really took the time to break it down. So can you see how much more you know now and how much more clarity you have just from when we all became the law of attraction has always been here, but a lot of people started in 2007. But just from this show alone, can you see how, wow, now I get it. I'm always creating. Now you understand who you are. I want you to listen to this over and over and over again. I want you to share this with your friends. Let me take a sip of water. I want you to share it with your friends, with your family, with coworkers, because you know, when you understand how a thing works, then you can use it. I think that is it. I'm going to ask that if you are really gaining clarity around this, send me an email and let me know, Constance, this is really working for me now. I get it. I see it. One thing I forgot to say is you need to be consistent because you're always creating. You need to watch what you where you're spending your time and your energy because you're spending your attention, you're spending your time and your energy. You need to have a burning desire for that house in the Caribbean. You know, wow, this is who I am. This is what I have. Thank you, Father. And so you have a burning desire. And so you're not distracted by the 3D world. You're not distracted by what your friends are not doing. You're very deliberate and intentional about your whole day, your entire a day of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're saying with your mouth. The words that you are speaking out with your imagination. So always bring yourself back to I already have it and I am open to receive it. Well, this has been so good. Share this with anybody who you know has really been struggling. And so many people saying the law of attraction doesn't work, it isn't working, but it is always working. That is all I want to say. You know, I'm saying more in 2024, and God has given you the authority and the ability and the reign to just live your best life. Make a decision. I am going to live just the greatest day today. It's been an honor and a pleasure to serve you. Next week, I'm being interviewed by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who wrote the co-author Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, The Wealthy Choice, and so much other stuff. So he is interviewing me for my 16th show anniversary. OMG. So everybody, create a powerful week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.